Well, hello, welcome. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Welcome to this call today. Thanks for being here. And apologies for putting the link up so late. I thought I'd already done that. So let's wait until everybody comes on. And I want to just have a little look at what the comments are on the that I just had asked what we talked about topics today. Great. Okay. Thanks. I thought we'll keep it a bit more variated today. And yeah, welcome everybody. So just allow yourself to be really present here. It's always about being yourself, being truly present, undetached, and fully yourself. So I'm going to just briefly talk about the retreat, the online and the in-person retreats. So I will be offering those, as will be on the Easter weekend, as you saw, because the only weekend I don't have any calls, and I, because of the healing schools on Fridays, I will be doing a 1 day on Friday for everybody who's here in person. I would like to, I really like the in-person retreats because they're, they don't require, because the online retreat often moves into more of a workshop, as you've probably seen. So I kind of have a topic and we're going to basically create more of a workshop situation because we're just sort of staring at the screen. And I'd like to use the people that are here to give them opportunities to be in a real satsang situation where we are really going to work on where you're at, and because we're a smaller group anyway, to be very specific and move this sort of more into this free flow, individually targeted, you know, for each person what they need kind of satsang. And so we'll have fun with that. And then on Saturday, Sunday, there will be the online retreat. And then we're going, I don't have the full topic yet, but I'm getting sort of a sense. And I'll talk about that a little bit here as well, which has really to do with connected with the whole situation in the world and Canada as well, and has to do with how experiences create power. And I'll say more about that. So just everybody here coming on, thank you. Okay, so there's an incoming about sitting. I'm in a noisy space, but doesn't say who it is. So maybe you want to tell me who you are. So good. Let me just kind of go here step by step. And I'll start here on the top. And the first thing is Kim, you said talk more about the happenings with the situation in Canada and the world. Okay, so on a spiritual perspective, where we're at in Canada and the world, well, we're sort of like, I put that picture, we're in mid-flight. We are in a transition to opening the heart. We're moving through 4D, right? And Canada specifically needs to wake up out of their slumber. We know that. But Canada also needs to meet their timidness. Canadians are timid. Emotional issues, and not clear about, you know, who they are and all that stuff. So I heard today for sure, this is confirmed because Jason knows somebody, that there are UN police in Ottawa, and they're wearing these brown things because this guy, this friend that Jason knows, actually was directly attacked by them. And so he's confirming the RUN forces. Now, does that mean Canada's going to be overtaken? No. What I see is that Canadians need to learn and wake up to the fact that they don't have a country and haven't had a country forever. And so they need to see that foreign forces or something else has taken over the country. And so this waking up out of slumber is very important. And let me see here. The question was, what's happening with the situation in the world? Well, what I can see is that we are at the precipice of having a tremendous amount of more information coming out, literally through facts, through experiences that people having experiences and seeing and noticing the media is not doing the right thing. Everything is unfair. The laws are broken. Nobody abides by any laws besides except the people. And so with that and the information that's coming out through the Durham report, and now even, you know, knowing that the Mrs. So-and-so needs to be investigated and all that stuff. So this will sort of just accelerate, because this is the year where things are going to be accelerating and coming out. And, you know, the tiger year is about seeing things clearly and also standing up to it with courage. So we will soon have some other emotions, you know, coming in as well, which have to do with sadness and shock and all that. But that'll come not this month yet. It's going to come step by step, but definitely before June. And so that's sort of what's happening. I'm really, really calm. Like, I am actually finally happy that things are basically being exposed. Like I wrote this morning, when the good people are exposing themselves, the ones that have really, really integrity, and the ones that don't, exposing themselves as well. So finally, that's great. This is how I function the best, when things are very clear and I don't need things sugar-coated and play pretend. Like, the play pretend needs to go, because it's nothing to do with integrity, with being yourself. We want to come from the core. We want to be who we truly are, and not slip into some kind of, agreed types of behaviors. We have to become real. And when we're real, we actually saw what happens in Ottawa. People are beginning to dance and feel happy and hug each other, because that's really more human nature. So, thanks for all the questions. Kazi's saying, parents, do we have a sacred duty to be there for them? Or even if there's a lot of dysfunction, or is it just a matter of us doing our processing, accept them as they are, being for them? Well, if you're doing your processing and you're clearing your attractions and aversions, and you find love for them just as they are, that's how you're being there for them. If you're talking about, are they having a lot of emotional stuff that they constantly want to talk about, or some other things that they draw you into? No, you don't have to, you shouldn't really be drawn into. So you have to be real and clear. And Danica's saying, please talk about one's own light. For example, noticing that the light is you and not just from outside, and the desire to sit in it. This is a soul desire. Yes, that's the soul desire. We want to, the ego doesn't desire to be in the light, just the opposite, actually. It wants to cloak itself and hide, right, and be in this veneer and live in this glamour. Thanks, Reem. I got your thanks. That's great. Helps me. Reem is the one. So, Linda, would you see more about Krishna and Arjuna? Okay. Yes, that's. I put that up because it kind of gives sort of a bigger picture of, you know, the story is, and I've read this a long time ago, is that Arjuna basically is on the battlefield. And in essence, the quintessence is that he has to fight. There is a big war. And on the other side, he has to fight. You know, he is on one side, because we live in a polarity. We are on one side. He has his chariot guide there, which is Krishna himself, the God, that's basically, you know, his teacher. Because the Bhagavad Gita has different types of yogas. And this yoga is about, you have to meet and do your karma. And he says, you have to go and slay the people that are fighting you. And he says, but they're all my family, their extended family. I know them all. I can't just go and fight them. And he wants to be nice, and he wants to be compassionate. And Krishna says, no, what is your duty? I said, your duty, this moment, your destiny is to basically slay them. He says, you need to show up to what is true and what is your karma, and not what your emotions dictate or your attachments. Because who is seeing? Who is seeing? It's Arjuna, the person, the individual that is related to the people there, and says, oh, that's my uncle, and that's my aunt, and so forth. Excuse me. And Krishna is basically taking him out and pushing him out of this attachment and saying, no, you're not. These are not your uncles. They might be on one level, but your job is to now win. And the polarities need to be, that's my language, the polarities need to be reestablished. And through this, often conflict brings harmony, which is, you know, one way of creating harmony. Now, and that comes back to, and I live in Canada, you know, I have been to Australia, but I can't speak about the Australians. I can speak about Germans, Italians, Bahamians, and Canadians. That's it. I know a little bit the Americans, but I can't speak about the Americans either. So all I can talk is about the people that I know or where I've lived or the place I've lived. And I can say that the Canadians are not standing up to truth. They are very deeply programmed to submit to niceties and to always avoid conflict. Like, we know this through their astrology. They don't have Mars. They have no planets in the house of war. But there is a way of doing war, as you're seeing right now, and which is to meet and have courage and work with the heart. And that's really, really powerful, because it's a form of peaceful war. And that's something the Canadians are teaching the world, how to do that. And to not take the bait, let's put it that way. So, so that's the story of Krishna in the first chapter. And that is the most difficult, because we have this idea that we are this person in time and space, and that is something we need to consider. But there is always time cycles through different types of responses. The moment you choose one particular response as your favorite, let's say be always peaceful, be always compassionate, locked yourself into a religion. And we don't want to be religious, we want to be real. And life has all faces. And to be that free, to be able to respond in the moment with authenticity, and how to respond in the moment, we have to be in our core. We practice this. We become aware of what is true for us right now. What do I do here? How do I respond? And that comes from sitting in meditation and clearing the cobwebs from of our programming away, and then these things become very clear. Okay, I think that's all the questions there were. So let me see here. Yeah, awesome. I'm going to go here to my panel and I'll talk a little bit more. So I'm just going to unmute Davey. Hi, Davey.
Hi, Fatima. Hey. I just want to sit with you.
Okay. Hey. Thanks, Davey. Thank you. Before I take the next caller, I will speak a little bit about what I was mentioning earlier, about how our experiences create our power. How, you know, when we grew up, like everybody here, you know, we're not just, young little children anymore. We actually have power. We learned how to do things. We learned a lot of things, and we had to go through experiences, things that happened to us, like getting our first haircut, going to the dentist, going to school, and then learning skills that we then apply and use, like being able to count, you know, how much money we give somebody at the till. The fact we can ride a bike, we can ride, you know, drive a car, most of us can, and we know how to, you know, do lots of things, how to apply for a passport, all the stuff we did for the first time, we didn't know how to do that. And right now we're again in a situation where we don't know how to do something, which means it's to rebuild our country. Like today is beginning the energy of the Pluto return in the United States, and I had an experience, was it 2 days ago, 3 days ago? Yeah. And that kind of indicates to me, because things happen through me that I didn't read because they give me information. And the information was this, that Canada as we know it is gone. It's gone. It doesn't exist, which is a good thing because, like I said, it is not a country. It's ruled by forces. And the people themselves have developed certain cultural tendencies and certain abide by certain rules that that people know as Canadian rules, you know. But there isn't really a greater identity and a legal identity. It was basically the Queen, you know, and all that stuff. We know about it. So now that fell apart. It's actually broken. I can feel it. It's gone. It's literally cracked and it's falling apart. This has already happened. I can't speak for Americans, but I can, from the outside, it looks like with America, it has happened as well. Everything that's false is being, you know, everything is breaking apart and it's coming down to the foundation. And that's which will be rewritten and readdressed again, you know, the Constitution in the United States. And in Canada, it'll be where people will look at the Charter of Rights. But in this sense, it's even way bigger because Canada never had freedom, was never sovereign. It was an arm of the Queen, just like Australia, New Zealand, etc. So we will actually discover a whole new way of power and being and legalities. And this is an experience that we in our lives have not had before. We have never had this. And when we go through something, we've gone already through 2 years of being locked down and all these other things, we actually gain power because we've become aware. Light was shown onto the world and our senses. You could say we were able to pick up and process information that was new to us. What's it like to walk around with a mask or to, you know, live behind plastic and all that stuff, to not be able to leave the country. These are all experiences that we are causing us to have built more power. The awareness and power is also the same thing. And we all came here. I'm going to go to the bigger picture. We all came here to have that gain of power. Yeah. And so we gained so much power and such experience. People in the past would call it wisdom. Yes, there's wisdom in it too, but it's way more than that. It's your ability now, our ability to hold ourselves within the play of forms and time and space, and to hold steady and strong and to realize who we are in relation to all these events. Yeah. That is really, really powerful. It is something that helps us realize more who we are. And it gives us a certain frequency and an ability, because remember, this life is just one of many, many, many experiences. Everybody has a different reason why we wanted to have this unique experience. And we're taking that onto our next journey, be it on this planet or somewhere else. Maybe one person here is going to, you know, take this experience somewhere else as leading a country or whatever on another, you know, planet, another dimension, and is able to actually help individuals or beings in that way. So this is, think bigger picture. And so whatever happens, be it that we live in slavery, or be it that we live as free people, or be it that we live as very sovereign individuals, everything has something that is a flavor of power. And to just accept that for a moment and to just say yes to that, to yes to the experiences, is very powerful. After we've gone through this, can you imagine, like, the neighbors, I don't know, doesn't like you, or there's something going on with your teenage child or whatever, you will have a whole different way of being with that, because you've gone through so much more, right? So now I could say more to that, and let's see if that's, yeah, okay. So the more, once you are able to recognize that perception is actually the underlying force behind your experiences, then you can actually mold your perception and shift your perception to in order to create different experiences. Now, and I think more of that we can do in the retreat. It is really about, you could call it just plainly manifesting, but that just sounds so from the ego, let's manifest this and that. I'm talking about when, if you want to hear, make a real good, good results from your incarnation here, and you know how this works, then you can shift your perception a certain way that will bring certain experiences to you, because you're manifesting certain experiences through changing your perception, that then will give you the power and the awareness that you wanted to accrue. Yeah. If you have any questions to that, I'm just sort of putting that out a little bit, because this really goes into a little bit what we're doing this year as we are rebirthing ourselves. We do have the power to not just react all the time, but to have way more, a better handle on the whole thing. So this is a very, very exciting time, because we are in this flux right now, and it's easier to not get stuck in a rut, or to feel like, you know, every day is the same. Like my grandmother, every day was the same, kind of. She didn't have any clue about these things. And that's beautiful too. But we live in this situation where we have these opportunities. Okay, John, what are the effects of repeating Om Guru Om? Om Guru Om? The effect is that you work on your Guru Chakra, that you activate that energy, which means is when it really activates at some point, then you will bring forth the Upaguru principle around you much stronger, so that everything around you becomes like a teaching, like a, sometimes I call it like a tarot card. Everything is telling you something. It's like everywhere is wisdom. And if it is meant for you to become a guru as a person to other people, then that would happen as well. It can also attract a teacher, a guru, into your life. So these are all the effects. Okay, I'm going to come back to my panel here and talk to Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you if you would refer to, you posted something about Ika Shakti.
Oh, Icha Shakti, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And about chanting the Mars mantra. I'm noticing more in my, I don't know if it's, if I'd say it's my dantian or it's my belly, whatever, but it seems like that, during meditations, it seems like that's more pronounced. And I wanted to ask you if what you are asking us to do with the Icha Shakti, is that related to that? Or if you just give it a little bit more explanation?
Yeah, no, for sure. When you chant the Mars mantra or the Saravana mantra, you build Icha Shakti. And many here don't have enough Icha Shakti. Because what does it mean? What do I mean with that? If you don't have enough Icha Shakti, it's like, it's like somebody would say, well, I'd like to do this. This is my intent, but I just don't do it. Or I just give up, or I go into doubt, or I get distracted, or I procrastinate. That means you have a lack of willpower. You want something, but you don't do it. So it's like, let's say these police people in Ottawa, there may be one person said, well, I didn't really want to be there. Well, but you did. That's what you did. So if that person really didn't want to be there and they had enough willpower, they would just take their badge, put it down, and walk out. They didn't have the Ichha Shakti to do it. And life doesn't care, or karma doesn't care what your intent is. It's what you do, because karma is action. So if you want to basically refine your action, align your action to what your true heart wants, what your truth is, you need that willpower. Because otherwise your current karma that you see in your astrology chart will just take you on a ride. And you have to get off that ride. But many people don't have the strength to do it. Does this make sense?
It does. And then I wrote down, resolve the conflict inside. You asked us to help with the situation in Canada by resolving more of what's
right
inside.
Yes, yes. Oh, good. Okay, now that's great. That has to do with our, okay, this is what I spoke a little bit in the beginning, that the our attractions and aversions, they indicate where your shadow is. And that shadow needs to be cleared, and then we can just move. Let's say everybody on this planet cleared their heart and that shadow of hatred. Well, and also slavery, victimhood, and all that. If that's all cleared, then we won't have to experience the situation. We won't see people standing on the street against each other, you know, with weapons. It can't happen, because that's a manifestation of what's going on in people's hearts, right? So when we see something out there, then see how you respond to it. Are you neutral to it? Are you at peace? Then you've already done your work. Are you bothered by it? And then you react. Then you clear things. Now there's another level to it. At some point, once you are free, then you see what I do. I have a certain amount of power to actually, by observing and witnessing and seeing, to be an expression of the divine that then influences situations in a different way. Because first you do things on the inside and then you do things on the outside. Make sense?
Yes. And as I'm speaking to you right now, it's bubbling up from my gut, and I want to cry.
Okay.
So
that's powerful.
And I'm not able to sleep really well. Like last night, I couldn't sleep, and I just wanted to ask you if again, just get up and meditate.
When you can't sleep, it's really because there's things coming into you. They're bubbling up, right? Like you can just notice out of here, and that's good. You might sleep better tonight. We're in Pisces now, and it's ruled by Jupiter. Also, Neptune is a higher version, a higher planet. But Jupiter is, it's sort of, in Pisces, the collective unconsciousness. So Jupiter is a teacher, is a guru, right? Brings light to things. It's also dreamy, you know, through Neptune. It can be a lot of illusions going on as well. So we are more sensitive now in Neptune, while we're in Pisces, to the collective emotions. And so if you can't sleep, and I've noticed this also, that I woke up last night, but more because my dishwasher was, again, not functioning right, making this pumping sound. anyway, so I was up during the night. So I was able to feel again or notice, you know, the overall quality that's going on the planet, the feelings that people are having. And so you then, when you are restless, you just kind of ask yourself, how do I feel? And is this my own feeling? And if you have an aversion to it, then you just kind of clear it, or you just, maybe there's a grief that moves through, or an agitation or an anxiety or whatever, and you just let it move through, or you do something in your head, a triangle or whatever, or you do a bit of breathing. And so this is part of all of us contributing to this cleanup of human consciousness.
Okay, because it was neutral. So I'm not to pick up more of your time, but just it was neutral. I didn't really have anything that was drawing. I found myself, I'm focusing more on being neutral and everything. And I guess it was just collective. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yes, yes. This is Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Ratima. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Yes, very good. Mm-hmm.
Good. So I want to chat with you, and then also I'd like to sit with you.
Mm-hmm.
The last while, a couple of months now already, my practices and meditation have been really not good.
Mm-hmm.
Really been struggling with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, a few weeks ago, decided that I need to just completely change everything. So I've gone on a cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of cleansing the body and cleansing all of the stuff that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also doing a lot of cleaning in the home and bringing in new practices. And the thing with the meditation, though, is that I can't sit still. It's either that or I just want to sleep.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter what I do, I just want to sleep.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that with me changing things up now, doing this cleanse, you know, watching what I eat, you know, taking things slowly, that something can shift now.
Well, it's good that you're trying something really radically and just changing something around all the way, because I know you've done lots of different things, and then you just don't feel like you're in a place that where everything is okay. Yeah, I get that. When you say when you sit, you can't sit still. You feel agitated, like the body wants to move.
I feel agitated. Yeah, my feet my feet are busy. I can't get comfortable. It's just busy, just very busy. My mind's racing.
What's going on around you in your land? Is there a lot of fighting going on?
You know, I think a lot of it had to do with what happened with my sister. I think the whole build up to that, because you know, I spent a lot of time with her before she passed, you know, taking her places and just really being there to support her, you know. So I think a lot of it has to do with that. But then there's also a lot that's happening in the country as well. You know, I don't know, there's a strange vibe at the moment. Things are, business is dead quiet. The streets are quiet. You know, it's like such a weird,
yeah.
It's very, yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I'm sure there's a lot happening underneath all of that.
Well, you know, what you describe is, you know, either being totally tired, you have no energy sort of, I want to shut down. And also, you know, you have the vata thing going on, but excess vata can also turn into like the sort of paralysis where you just can't do anything anymore. And you're just tired, right? Yeah. So I think you just burned out, honestly, with your sister, and you're still in this physical grieving process and the body's affected. So if you can do anything that just nourishes you and just sleep if you can and do that, and try not to actually even try to fix it. Just let go. Just really let go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because that is also another thing that's very strong with you. You know, you're very strong trying to get to a goal somehow. But just I don't know. Do something that you've done in the past when life seemed normal and you were happy. Do some simple things, you know, like, I don't know, ride a bike or, I don't know, things that you've done. Read a book, you know, like I said, you maybe read when you were 20 and you really loved. Access another timeline that kind of was healthier and happier. And just forget about everything. Give yourself a break.
What I do is that when things are not working, then I go into the thing that I need to do and I need to fix it and I need to, you know, so I bring in more stuff and I clear more stuff and I go find another thing to help.
Yeah, exactly. And your body is showing you that you are imprisoning yourself. That's, I think, why you're also agitated and can't sit. It's not natural. It's yeah, you just let the let God move through you, let the universe move through you, and not your head, right? So let it all go. I know it's going to be challenging for you, but that's really your, that's really what, do nothing, really. I actually gave a, I had a doctor, she was in medical training, and she was always also a go-getter. And she had also extreme vata, and I said to her, she was much younger than you, she was only in her early 30s. And I said to her, I said, every day you're going to just, for 15 minutes, do nothing, just sit there. She said it was the hardest thing ever. It would drive her nuts. For you, I'm going to give you half an hour.
Oh, God.
Well, seriously, okay. 21 days, okay. Half an hour, nothing. I don't know, you just sit there, stare at the wall. You can move around, let your body be agitated, or what do, but literally don't fix it. Just be there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, this is Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day here, sunny, so I'm out walking. But, you know, I was wondering, you were talking about having your retreat, and I was wondering, I know you had posted about whether or not you would hear or ask from Source about whether or not it was safe to travel, and I would have to know that part. And I guess I was wondering about the people who took, you know, the vaccine, if you had heard any more about whether or not, you know, if there's going to be something that will help them, or if they're just going to start dying now, or what. And if there's going to be another pandemic, I keep hearing that there's going to be something else out there. So I guess those are the things that are been have been on my mind.
Okay. Very practical things. Well, I do know there are people traveling, certain people that are truthers, and they travel and they're just fine. It's like that's what they do. And so it is, you know, there are, you know, there are, depends on from where and so forth you travel. There is different rules, and some are actually really simple. You probably still have to wear a mask right now in most places, but I think that'll go away really soon. In terms of like a new pandemic.
Canada? Yeah, I guess for Canada, because isn't that where your retreat is?
If you want to come here to my retreat, yes. I will see. I don't expect this to continue for too much longer. I know Canada is one of the ones that need a bit longer of a push, but I do think, I still hope that by the middle of March things are gone. We do know that three provinces are already open. So it's just BC right now, and I think PEI, Cassie might know, there's some different openings that already happened, or different, you know, rulings. Now, BC is
because
just one
I
of
know
the last.
Probably, I just was wondering, because I don't think they let me in without my vaccine, right?
Well, like I said, Jennifer, this can change any moment. We're waiting. We're just in the middle of February. Now, towards the end of February, we still have until the Easter retreat. I cannot imagine that British Columbia will still have this. Look, we're in a crisis in Canada where the government is turned into a dictatorship. Do you think this is going to just go on as usual? No, it's not. Something's going to blow. So, yeah, I think if you want to come, it's probably very likely you can come. In terms of another pandemic, honestly, I don't really think about it, and I don't expect it. And I don't
– Okay.
There will not be another sort of – what's the word – this whole drama that we went through is not going to happen again. No, we're in the process. Look, Truth Social is going to come out very soon. Maybe, they say tomorrow. It could be way later, maybe in March or something, I've heard as well. So we'll see what happens. There's so much going on. There's no room for another pandemic. There's the Tiger Year is a war year. Tiger represents soldiering. This is not a year where we sit down in our homes and just pretend we were disabled. That's not the energy of the tiger. It would be extremely surprising. If something like this happens, it'll be people rise up, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. It's like, oh, my gosh. And the people with the vaccine, anything?
Well, we do know that many vaccines were just water or saline, and some were not good. And there's variations of toxicity. Those that, you know, there will be people that will die. Yes, that is correct. Will people in your family dying? Because that's what you're asking, right?
Yes.
I would say just have a powwow with your heart and just feel like, you know how I do this? I have a son, right? In fact, it's his birthday today.
Yes.
I basically checked back then when there was a very critical situation with my son. I looked in the future and checked, do I see this child 10 years from now? And I got a vision that he's going to help me move. And so I knew that he will be around, so I don't have to worry about the current situation. So look and get a sense, let's say 2025 or something. Do you have a feeling that your daughter is still there?
Yeah.
There you go. Then your daughter.
I just am concerned about my husband, though, too.
Your husband. Well, you can do the same thing. You can ask yourself, will I be on my own in 2025? Or do I feel like he's continuing to be on my side? On a soul level, you can actually feel it.
But, you know, you get to the point, and maybe it's something that I need to work on, and which comes to my mind a lot, is that I don't know if I've ever been alone, you know, because I come from a tribe of people, and my house is always filled. Uh-huh. There's over 9 of us, and I went from that situation to being married, and then I don't know if I've ever been alone. So I don't know if I'd like to be alone.
Yeah, well, that's another thing that I talked earlier, is like, if this is a power that you want to acquire, an awareness and experience as part of your soul contract, you could say, then that's something you asked for because you wanted that experience. You will see. But if you feel like, I don't know if there's nothing really to learn there, but at this junction, I would just clear the fear around it. Just do some squares, the desire to be alone, the fear to be alone, desire to be with others, the fear to be with others. And just keep clearing it all away until you don't even think about it, because just billions of people who don't think about this right now, but you are thinking about it, which means that it is your program, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And yeah, I was just listening to your conversation earlier with, I forget, I was busy looking around here at this beautiful day, but, you know, I've been busy myself. Hmm. And maybe it's, I feel, gosh, I don't know what got into me, because I spent half the winter just sitting there. And then now all of a sudden it's like, I've got something that is just like, okay, you need to get this done and this done and this done. And then I can take a break. So I don't know if it's what it is. Maybe it's something, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know.
You're letting your mind come in and trying to understand everything. Just live life. Just think of like your little granddaughter. She just lives. She doesn't think about things too much. So if you feel like you need to get things done, do it. And if not, don't do it. And because it has to do with judgment, you're judging yourself, right? Take the mind out and just live. And live, you know, when you come to meet the moment in a elevated way, you know, then you just contribute light to a karmic moment, because the moments you're experiencing are all from the past, right? Everything that's arising in your life is from the past. Your job is to just meet it with awareness now, instead of like a robot.
Well, you know, I do judge as to whether or not I could sense the difference in my home when I've cleaned an area. So, and I like that feeling, I guess, that I just haven't.
Yeah.
So,
that's good.
Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it needed it. It just was telling me, get it done.
Well, there you go. And just get it
done.
Nobody
else. Yeah. Nobody else is going to do it. Okay.
Thanks, Jennifer. Great. Thank you. Okay. Enjoy your walk there. It sounds like sunny, but we don't have too much sun here. Antonia. Hey, Antonia.
Hello, Artima.
Hey.
Really good. Really good. Mm-hmm. I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been experiencing something. I don't know what it is, but things like in my house, in the home, like kind of change. Like the floor gets closer to me or gets far away from me.
Oh.
Like the countertops in the kitchen, sometimes they're normal and sometimes they're not. And I can just turn around and it was okay and now it's not okay. So I've been just, okay, well, whatever. And then the other day I wanted to ask you and then I forgot. So,
yeah, that has something to do because you are, we have like strings of light that attach to the world around us. And, you know, I would experience this back then when I traveled a lot. And so I would come back home and I was, let's say I was in a hotel or some youth hostel and the sink was, for example, a certain height and I got accustomed to that and I had a relationship with that. And then I came home and suddenly my sink felt like really far away or just really weird. It's like somebody changed the furniture in my house.
Yes.
Yeah,
it
because
the same stuff that I've been around it for so many years.
Yeah, so that tells you that those little fine lines of light, these light fibers from your aura, you're changed, right? You have reconfigured yourself, and it's like you went on a vacation. You literally extract yourself out of those attachments because we're attached to things, and that's very good. And that's normal, and it can be. And if it's sort of, it's usually only temporary. You're going to find a new normal. Bad word, but okay. That's really the truth. You're going to find it.
Including the vehicle that I have, that I had it for so long. I get in and it's like it's brand new and it's not brand new. It's very, very old. But I love it. And it's like, oh my God, it changed so much.
Well, yeah, but you know, I love this because just you're really sharing something that is, because most people's lives are always the same. It's always boring. They want to change things. They want a different life. They want to be happier. Well, it is all in our hands. You change our consciousness. Like I said earlier today in the beginning, we change our perspective and the world around us changes literally, actually.
Wow. Okay. Then I want to share with you and if you want me to work on something, just let me know and I will.
Okay. No, I think it's good. Okay. Let's sit for a moment. Okay. Thanks, Antonia. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good. This is probably, 336 is Masma Nadia. Is that Nadia?
336. Yes. Hello, Fatima.
Hi, Nadia. Hello.
How to explain this? I guess that with everything that's happening in the world at the moment, my soul just wants to speak up and speak the truth. And it feels like I've been wanting to do this for many lifetimes, and that's what I'm here for. But what I'm struggling with is how to speak my truth without offending people, without getting into arguments. Especially with my boyfriend, it's a bit difficult because he just doesn't see the truth or the way it is really happening. He just really believes in all this, how do you say, propaganda, and is kind of brainwashed by media and so. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know how to shine my truth, how to speak up without, hurting people, offending people, and without getting into arguments.
Well, you're saying exactly, let's look at the situation in Canada where we are offending government right now. There's no way around it. If you want to be honest and truthful to yourself, people that are in illusion will be offended because it's the nature of the ego to defend. There's no way around it. Now, you have to ask yourself now, what's more important to me? Is this being with him in silence and just loving him more important than shining my light? Then you do that, maybe, because there is a bit of a difference between shining your light and loving yourself. And maybe loving yourself might include, because your heart might want to be in that relationship and be respectful of somebody and maybe has patience. Maybe that's the right thing. Like I said, we can't put a religion on things. You have to see in the moment what is the highest truth for you. And it can be different in different moments. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No. That's actually, I guess, the question I was asking myself. Is it okay to just be patient and just let people believe what they believe, you know, without really saying what's going on.
When you say the word patient, it already indicates that you're not okay with that, that he is not getting it, right? And I get that because at this point in reality, it's actually, it harms others to not, even know what happened to the children on this planet, it has harmed them by us not knowing and being patient. So it is, but, you know, there is timing. You might be the catalyst and the hand of God to make him wake up, right, and to just get it. But maybe it's a different situation. Maybe it's somebody else or something else that will make him think, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I just have to follow my truth.
Yes, you don't want to be in a place where you're suppressing yourself and you feel like really uncomfortable, then you're not living really yourself. Then you're not free, right? Then you're enslaved by his ego.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything I can do to get more clarity about this situation for myself, I mean?
Let me see. You want to remove all fear of conflict. Remove all that so that you're not uncomfortable with conflict. And then when you're not uncomfortable, then you're free to be in an argument or not. And then it's much more clear. It's much more clear. So right now the fear is too loud, right? You want to avoid that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You. You're welcome. I think many people can relate to this. I think this is Anya, 4479.
Hi, Aratima, yes.
Hi.
I would like to sit with you, please. And I have a question about shifting the perception.
Mm.
Like, can you point me more to ways to do that? Like, do you mean just like envisioning the end result in our field, in our aura? In our heart?
That's the outer aspect of it. And the inner aspect is in knowing. You know. Mm-hmm. It's like right now, let's say you have a lot of clients. You decide a lot of clients are coming to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to a place of knowing, because knowing and seeing are the same thing in some way, or the interface. So go to that, you know that. And just notice what happens when you go into that.
There is a shift and things seem like more open.
Yes, exactly. They're more open because it is you're in a place of receiving them, right? Now, what comes along with that is that you have to now see and know this. In all areas of your life. Oh, let me put it more correctly. It's like you can't just, you know, just go to this here one moment and then just kind of feel that. And then when you, let's say, see your office or you go into your office, you get this feeling, oh, nobody's here or something. You know, you have to know that you're expecting people to come. You're expecting that. You're in this mm-hmm. place of anticipating, expecting. You read everything from that lens.
Mm-hmm.
That lens is everywhere now. Everybody could be a new client. They're all waiting to get in touch with you. You know, like that kind mm-hmm. of thing. Yeah.
So you have to like flood your whole life with that.
Yes, frequency. That's right. Exactly. Because remember, the lens has a point, like it's that point that opens up into, you know, like a funnel outwards, right? So
mm-hmm.
we see the screen here, right? You know, the stuff like the movie projector, it's like all this huge screen full of light, but when you follow that back to the projector, it comes out of one point. That point, what that needs to shift,
mm-hmm.
and then everything on the screen is going to be different.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful visual. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you want to sit for a moment? Good. So now, when we sit, for example, same thing. This is the highest way of manifesting is yourself. What enlightenment mm-hmm. is. So you basically need to know yourself as that free, whatever it is, and it doesn't have a thought, right? It is just something that is already here. So we actually remove all ideas around it. So it's almost like we're discovering that place from which we're projecting ourselves out. Do you notice how the Shakti got so much stronger there? Mm. There's so much light there. Beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
What did you do? Can you describe it?
I just moved into my, from personal more to present. So that's
nice.
A gentle shift that happens between personality and being present.
There you go. Awesome. Very nice. Thanks for describing that. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. Thanks, Anya.
Thank you. Thanks.
Danica. Hey, Danica.
Hi. Hi, Rathima. Sorry. I had a question, but it's gone now, so may I just talk with you, please?
After this, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Let it come. Let just take your time. It'll probably come back.
Okay, it came back a little bit. When I keep getting an image of a woman mm-hmm. that's sitting in my heart, and it's interesting because it's almost as if this woman is me, but it's not. It's not Danica. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And mm-hmm. I'm wondering, is this a manifestation of a vision of myself as my true self, or is this just some random thing that's showing up that needs to be cleared throughout my heart?
Oh, okay. Okay, well, bring your attention to it so we can look. Well, let me ask you, how does that feel right now? Does it feel good or bad?
It feels good, but I'm like now I'm so hot.
Yes, because a lot of Shakti, right? There's a lot of light. So mm-hmm. So it's really you, but much more, way more light there and power. So that's why you're feeling that moving, flashing out into the body. Mm-hmm. So let's just align you. You know, allow yourself to be that. It's totally. Think of it being your future self. Well, because there's another version, right? It's still a form, so mm-hmm. you will not remain that, yeah?
Okay.
There you go. That feels pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Much more power. Yeah. So how do you feel about living like this? Do you feel comfortable?
yes, I feel like this is stepping into myself. Like, mm-hmm. I feel truly me. Like,
yeah.
There's a, that layer of who you, that I,
yeah.
Is peeled back a little bit.
Yes, yes, exactly. So just stay in that, and the I will just kind of wither away, and then you should be remaining as such, just as the core itself, you know. And then eventually, once that fully is normal, and you can never go back to the I, and the I is gone. The I kind of withers away, just literally goes away, just disappears. You cannot ever find it again. Then you're in the state of self-realization, which is, in my understanding or my language, the beginning of enlightenment. That's when you begin the journey to enlightenment. So you would have finished the journey to removing the false sense of self.
Wow.
So you got a map. Good?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have Louise. Hey, Louise.
Hi, Aratama. I would just like to sit with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Cassie. Hey, Cassie.
Hi. Hi, Anima. I started to have the conversation with you in my head just a few minutes ago, and I started to get emotional. I was calm before. Thank you for posting those two mantras. And when you wrote that, I thought, okay, she's talking to me.
Yes.
But okay, so here's the story in my head, and I have so much shame around my addictions and not being a good student. And I appreciate those mantras, and I will endeavor to work with them, and I have been a little bit already. And I guess my question is, I don't know what the question is, but there's, I'm trying to not be so hard on myself, and maybe I'm looking for some validation from you that, like, somehow, even though I do this, it's okay, because I'm still here with you, and if I had those experiences, somehow, it's all okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Let me say something. Maybe this helps. Yeah, I know, and you're still here because you can't, you know, actually. It's like you can recognize me. I do know that. And your weakness is, like you said, all these what we call addictions. Now, you said something there, you know, there's shame around it. I want you to become aware that this attention and service to the shame, just even making it important, is where there is a choice that is being made. And because it's easier and habitual to let the feeling fill out your awareness field. Do you follow me so far?
Can I phrase?
Paraphrase? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Paraphrase in your language.
Yeah. Something about that, I think I understand, because it's like shame, being ashamed of myself has been such a big part of my identity, to beat myself up my whole life,
mm-hmm.
from my upper. So it's mm-hmm. almost like an identity that I have. Like, if
yeah.
I can myself first. As long as I can let the other person know, oh, I already feel bad about myself. So just so you know that I see what you see, so we're on the same page. You don't have to judge me because I've already judged myself or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So that identity is dense. It gives you a density, and it's a safe place to be in.
Yes.
Because if you don't have that identity, what would you be? That's kind of scary, isn't it? Like, you wouldn't know what to be.
Then I could actually be something and be with all the things I'm not letting myself be, which is scary.
Yeah, exactly. It's scary because although you do have a lot of emotions, the problem behind that is actually your head. You have very strong structures in your head. There's a lot of density there. And so when you are having, if you have more willpower, so you need two things. You need also jnana shakti, right, which is wisdom. You need, para shakti is light and heat. So we need light, we need wisdom. For you, you have to have the wisdom and light to see that my shame identity is not as important. Freedom is more important, even if it's scary. I need to make that choice. Now, to make that choice, you need wisdom. But then once you make the choice, and often you make that choice, then you need the other energy, the power to stay with the choice you made. Because then you get off that horse and you go back to the identity, right, and the shame. So that's where the Ichha Shakti comes in, the power and the will to stick with this, to stick, not to be against and to push away, you could say, that other identity and to stay with the new identity. It's like a diet or whatever. You make a choice and you stick to it. You made a choice to raise your kid and you stuck to it. I know you did that. You didn't just get rid of your child because one day you felt shame. So you stuck to it, you know. So you will stick to a choice, to what your wise choice, in this case will be spiritual practice, or just being okay with yourself. And then shame will come up constantly over and over again and try to trip you up and say, hey, but what about me? I want to be part of the party. And you just don't talk to it. Just ignore it. Don't be nice. Don't be nice to it. Just leave it. And it's going to create a tantrum, make you feel really bad one day. And maybe we'll make you put, maybe it'll give you a cold or you have to go to bed and you feel like crap because shame wants to win. And you just have to battle. That's the inner war we have. And then you battle it and you're just like, no, I don't care. I'm not going to let my mind take over. And that's willpower. And then, you know, after a few days, you win it out. And then it just kind of runs away. A little story.
So it doesn't have to be this long, long, hard battle. It can switch quickly.
It can. But the more power you have, the quicker it shifts. Because, you see, it has something to do, like, the inner world is just like the outer world. If you have somebody with authority coming, let's say a teacher comes into the class and says, children, sit down, we're going to do this. No, nobody's listening. Children, sit down. Hey, you know, Michael over here, Betty over there, please sit down. Okay, after like 15 minutes, the kids sit down, or maybe half an hour. But then you have a teacher coming in, and they have a certain power. And as they sit down, everybody feels it's like, whoa, it's right now I have to sit down. They don't know why. They're not specifically scared about anything. They can just feel it. That's, you have to have that kind of power inside of yourself, that you are meeting your patterns with such clarity and such, yeah, literally power, that you don't let yourself be caught in that drama, you know. So that's Ichha Shakti. Mars mantra gives you that power.
Yeah, okay. I love that analogy. And so it'd be a practice to do both of those mantras daily, is what they suggest.
You're so funny. you want me to say, no, you just have to do it for one day for 5 minutes. All is good.
No, I know.
The rest of the time you can just dance and just do whatever you want. Yeah, so you have to have the wisdom, right? You have to really the aversion to certain things, right? You gotta fight a bit. It's useful. I do know you like to, you know, bring truth out to the world. The story had, you know, the story with the cashier that I had like last week. The reason why she didn't say another word is because I just have power. I don't have to say anything. I knew I was in the right, and I knew I put an air out that I'm not going to even talk to you. You have nothing to say to me. You're just going to put my food into the till here and pack it up. That's all you're going to do, and I accept. And she felt that. You see, that's power. And power is something that's necessary in this world because this is a planet of polarities. There will always be a form of conflict because time and space will always reconcile polarities. Because remember, I mean, to bring it even further, is that once we're in 5D, well, that's not the end of the journey. Then we're going to have to reconcile soul. Eventually, at some point, we won't be here at that time. Soul and self have to be reconciled. There will be a war between souls and source. You know, the war continues. And then once we're all back home, then we get spit out again into time and space. And it's an ever, you know, turning wheel of this life.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, do the Marsh Mantra, and just don't do it when you drive, I would suggest, but otherwise do it.
Oh, okay.
You're Gemini anyway, right? I do know that, I think in Western astrology, Mars is going to be in Gemini for a year and a half, like a very long time. It's going to enter at some point this year. I don't remember when. So it's going to be actually a year where it has to be, the Mars has to be somewhat mastered for all Geminis. If you haven't, it's a good time to start now.
Well, good morning. Okay.
Good morning. Yes. I like that. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. So I'm going to sit with Reem. Okay, Reem. Good. All right, there's no more hands up, so maybe we're just going to sit here for a moment and just go inwards. Let's, I'm going to chant the Hare Krishna mantra for, let's do this for a couple of minutes. It's it will help to digest energies in the heart, and it also cleans and digests your multidimensionality. So it's interfacing with the collective. It sort of brings everything, just cleans it all up and lets your heart digest all these different dimensions of your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is one of the great mantras, the Maha Mantra. It's definitely helping in these days to kind of keep your center and your open heart while there's so much going on. So thank you for being here today. Thanks for all your suggestions and your topics. And have a wonderful Sunday. Namaste. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.